for the worship team. Good afternoon. As we all know, at this time we take time to share what the Lord is doing in our lives and to ask for prayer requests, if there's anything that you would like to be prayed for. And usually, right in the bulletin, if you wanted to be prayed at the end, if you don't want to be come on the front, or there's something you want to just talk to the pastor, please, you can talk to Pastor Kevin. He'll be happy to pray with you or anyone that you feel comfortable with that you wanted to ask for a particular prayer. Please approach us or the pastors if you want to pray in private. But we take time for testimonies and prayer requests. I just want to start by telling you about Makiko. She was here last week and she wasn't feeling well, and she was having a problem with anemia. But last week, it got a little worse, a lot worse, at nighttime on Sunday night. So we had to take her to a hospital, and the doctor decided to keep her and treat her for the anemia. So she was hospitalized on Monday morning, and she's still in the hospital right now. She's much better. They take her off the IV on Friday because she anemia seems to, like, when you get blood, it goes up, their level goes up, but if they stop, then it might go down. So they're controlling her blood level right now. And then, praise the Lord, everything went well. And for now, stable. But please continue praying for her situation. She needs to decide whether to have operation or not. And for us, I mean, for our business, you know, we have a business to run, and I by myself, so I need prayers, a lot of prayers for me and my emotional state, some of the stuff. So please pray for that. And I'm getting help. Amir is not here, but he came to help me a couple of days this week. So I appreciate all the help from the family. And for my sons, Toma today was his last day in this church, and he testified this morning in the morning service, giving praise to the Lord for all that he received from this church. And I'm really thankful for my children and for all the children in this church, that they receive a good influence and carry on in their lives. And also Pastor Hiroshi's older son is going to move to Tokyo with Rikito, so pray for that. And also Kunishige-san's younger son, Takuya. They're going to be...
Only son, not younger son.
All right. Youngest child, sorry. Sorry, my English. This is an English service. My English, my second language, sorry. Pray for them. I think the fellowship they had in this church will carry them through many things. And every time they see each other's face, they'll find out where they came from. That's Mitaki. So I think that's a blessing for three of them. And Toma will be not that far from them. So I think he can be reached by them. So that'll be a blessing. So I praise the Lord for my sons. But continue praying for them. Ryo Ken is now in Cambodia, and he'll be there for a little while, and going back to the United States. But he went to Cambodia, and Matt, the missionary in Cambodia that took care of him, is called Matthew. His son is sick. He just got a baby son, less than a year old, and he has a lungs problem, so he asked for prayer for that. So just pray for Matthew's son, the missionary in Cambodia, who's a friend of Ryo Ken. So, and that's for our family. So thank you for your prayers. So please come and testify if you have anything, and then we'll pray at the end.
My name is Tim. Pastor Chris stopped by the church at lunchtime, and he asked us to please pray for his twins. They're both having real problems with diarrhea, and Pastor Chris said, Naomi, you're not 100% either, so please pray for their family. And we got a message from Darcy last night. Art is quite sick. He's got a fever. He was on an antibiotic IV drip last night, and so he's being treated for this condition. So please pray for Art. And Jim has some good news about my son, so I'm looking forward to hearing that from Jim. Thank you, Jim.
Hello, my name's Jim. Our daughter was visiting for a couple of weeks, and I thought it would be a good chance to go with her, just she and I, to go to visit Art and Darcy, and we went there on Thursday. And from the age of 11 to 18, my daughter and I were hardly speaking at all. She was like long kind of hankoki time, and then when she went to Tokyo, it got better. And now we just enjoy spending time together. And so we went, I thought, 1 hour's drive there and back, and we just chatted the whole time, enjoying each other's company. And when we arrived at Art and Darcy's place, first thing I walked in, and there was Micah shaving. I thought, oh, that's a good sign. And then Art and Darcy said, okay, let's go for a walk. So we went for a walk, and they had a couple of Spanish friends who were visiting. You saw them at church last week, maybe. And Micah joined us, and we were talking together. And then we came back and had lunch. Without anyone asking, he got zabuton for people to sit on, and then we were eating together. I was thinking that we've heard a lot of discouraging reports over the years, and I was really encouraged to see that maybe things go up and down. I'm sure they do, but to see... And I just want to pray that Micah himself can see, like, oh, maybe this is more fun than staying unwashed in my room, because he needs to see that something, it's worth doing. It's worth getting out of bed. And we were really, really loved that. And it's really lovely to have Art and Darcy there and to spend the time in such a beautiful place. And it's such a blessing for the church, especially for Micah at the moment. So I just want to give thanks to God for that.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. Yesterday and the day before yesterday, I visited Fuji Kazuhiro-kun's photo exhibition. It was a big encouragement to me, and my husband didn't go with me, but after I came home, I shared the story with Mikio, and it was encouragement, another encouragement to Mikio himself, because Kazu-kun has had some illness. It's a personal information, so I should not tell. I should not tell all the details, but however, when I saw him, he was so well. Yeah, and now he works as a photographer. I'm sure he will be successful. His picture and his the words on the picture are so beautiful. So it was my encouragement. My daughter has had some similar illness for nearly 20 years. So, we will be given a big hope and encouragement, definitely. I am thankful to him through Kazu-kun's activity. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm back here. I'm very happy to be here back again. Maybe around the middle of January, I found a new job. I'm working at the counting office now. There is a very, very small counting office. And then first, I surprised because everything new to me. And then almost middle of February, we are in file of tax season. It's getting very, very busy. So I was couldn't come to here. But the season is ending now. That's why I can come back to here. So I'm really happy to see you again. Amen.
Thank you. Just a reminder, I think I announced last week that we're going to have to serve on the Easter lunch, and Art started giving some ideas, and I think Art's willing to help. He's not here today, so but he, I think he's, if he's available, he will help. But whoever is available on the Saturday before Easter would be great if you can help, especially now that I am a little bit busier at work. I think I will have, I usually take care of the shopping and preparation and whatever is necessary to set up the lunch. But if anyone is available on Saturday, anybody, and then if they can, if whoever can come early on Easter Sunday to help the preparation, please keep that in mind, that we're gonna need some help. So far with Art, we came up with the idea of doing a Brazilian dish, beans and meat, and it will be kind of like a stew, so it's a preparation and just the serving. So, and then we need the cleanup, as you know. So we need a group that comes early to serve, and then if somebody cannot come early, then help us on the 12 o'clock to clean up. So please keep in mind that time on the Easter week. And it's just, if we can make it as smooth as possible, that's the idea. So please let me know if you're available by next week, and then so we can figure out where to get together and how we get things done. Okay? So that's about it. And that's all we have on the bulletin. We just have a few. Yeah. Ah, yes. Yeah, I wrote it down for the praises and prayers for church vision for the new church in Hatsukaichi, or where is the area? Well, between here and between here and Onoura. So I think Pastor Hiroshi and Pastor Kevin are looking for a land. The vision has been in the church for a long time, but now I think the focus kind of directed on the area, so it's getting closer. I think the Lord is guiding Pastor Kevin and Pastor Hiroshi towards that area. So pray that location and everything works. So I just placed it on the bulletin. So it's Hatsukaichi, but in the area. It could be in the area. It's a large area between that. There's no church. There's no church in that area. So, and there's a lot of people. New developments, the city of Hiroshima has grown that way, and no church has been built. So it's better to do it now before the land turns too expensive. And I think the Lord might have that plan for that. So keep praying for a new church in the area, and for Pastor Hiroshi and Pastor Kevin to be aware of what comes up. That's all there is. There's no other announcements. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll pray for the offering. And Grace? Christopher. Yeah. Yeah, our sons.